Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings, they're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Club and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself, because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line, just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Birdland Today. Your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Birdland Today postgame show. Birdland Today is your daily Orioles coverage. It's a podcast. It's a newsletter. It's all available at birdlandtoday.com. Please go ahead and like, review, share, follow, all that stuff you're supposed to be doing for these videos. The O's opened up their 2025 season with an absolute bang, dominating the Blue Jays tonight, 12-2 in Toronto. Adley Rutschman got the birds on the board very early with a solo home run. Tyler O'Neill made history with his sixth straight opening day home run. Cedric Mullins got two bombs of his own. Then Adley jumped in and wanted two as well. Jordan Westberg got one. Zach Eflin kept the Jays in check from the mound. We're going to break it all down, talk about some of the stats, talk about some of our reactions. I mean, we're used to. The Orioles do really have a really good record on opening day. But today's game was an absolute blowout from a team where on paper we have always said they are going to be the best offensive team in baseball. They stepped up today and showed it. So we're going to do that. If you're a diehard Orioles fan, make sure that you like this video. Get in those comments. Hit the subscribe button. If you want more Birdland, go on over to birdlandtoday.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Subscribe to the podcast. Hop in this live chat and let me know what you think. If you want to hop on the show like an old school radio caller, let me know. I'll send you the link. You can hop on here. Everyone's welcome to join the conversation. That's the idea behind this, is a chance for us fans to hop on and just talk about what we just watched. So that's where we're going to get started. Let's see where we're at. All right, James, let's just jump right into the chat. All right, James O'Donnell, I know we usually win on opening day, but this was better than I think anyone dreamed of. It 1,000% is. We talked, I think there's a few things where it's like we saw things in spring training, but we all know that you can't count on spring training stuff. And you don't want to, you make excuses for spring training based on what you see. You make excuses for the pitchers. You make excuses for the offense. Everyone's working on something. Everyone's getting in shape. You make all the excuses, unless they do really well. If they do really well in spring training, you get excited, you praise them. And we had a little of both of those. And I think one thing that was clear to me with spring training was Adley Rutschman. And Adley Rutschman came into Sarasota looking like he was in better shape, looking looser, looking, is it possible to be both focused more on baseball and looser, as in you're having fun? Maybe like you're just enjoying the game again. That's how Adley looked in Sarasota. He was more involved in the social media videos and stuff with the Orioles. He was enjoying being around all the players. And that, on top of being in better shape as far as the eye test, got me excited in Sarasota about what Adley could do this year. I had Adley down as a big guy to have a big bounce back year. And I know we're only looking at one game, but come on. Adley Rutschman got two home runs. And can we be any better? I mean, can we expect anything more except for that to be like, all right, yeah, Adley's back. And that's what I'm going to go with. After today's performance, Adley's back. And he can build on that. And he's not going to hit two home runs every game. But it's still Adley, someone to be excited about. AJ says, it looks like Mullins wants that big payday next year from another team. Love it. Mullins is another guy. Two home runs tonight. Mullins looked really bad in Sarasota. Did not look good. So we had to make excuses. I have been very clear with my opinions about Cedric Mullins that we would be platooning him more and seeing more of Colton Cowser in center field, moving things around to get Heston Kerstedt on the field and O'Neill on the field more, and Mullins would be the odd man out. Maybe not. Maybe Mullins is here to play, and we'll find out. Again, one game, really small sample size, but what did I see from Mullins? Two home runs. And the other thing I liked about Cedric Mullins today was that hustle down first base to get to the base. And he did a little slide. I know they always say sliding slows you down, so I don't understand that. But I like him hustling on a little silly infield play to then get on base. It was perfect. Slowed Vlad down just enough to throw the pitcher off a little bit to get on base. And I love that hustle out of Cedric. So I can't say, I mean, Cedric was 3 for 5, 2 runs scored, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. So I'm not going to say Cedric's back, but it's not what I expected from Cedric. I expected Cedric to be on his way out. Now, as AJ says, yeah, Cedric Mullins could be getting a deal from another team. I still don't think he's in the plans for the future of this team, but you never know. And I think it's more than likely that just like Anthony Santander, this is Cedric's last time with the team, and he will be heading out, and another team will gladly pay him at least something to be their fourth outfielder or maybe even a starter. I thought he was our fourth outfielder this year and working his way towards that, but he looked great today. Other takeaways with just some players, Tyler O'Neill. I mean, a home run, 3 hits, 3 RBIs, 2 walks. Tyler O'Neill is exciting because Tyler O'Neill is here to give us that Anthony Santander replacement. But the fact that he now has 6 opening days in a row with a home run, I don't know what that tells you. Is it a mindset? Is it a way to start the season? Or is it just luck? It can't be luck. It's got to be prep. It's got to be mindset. You're doing something. There's something going on there that it just works for him. That it works. That if your pick to click today was O'Neill based on the fact that he's done it 5 other times, you were right. I picked Adley Rutschman as my click today, and that worked out well for me as well. All right. Jordan Westberg, another star on the offensive side. Jordan Westberg, if you listen to Session 336, if you listen to Birdland today, you know that Jordan Westberg is one of my favorite guys on this team. I love the way he plays the game. And we saw the Orioles offense and defense. We saw the Orioles overall struggle last year when he got hurt. That's kind of what kicked into that month-long slump last year. So I'm glad Westberg's back. 2 for 4, 1 run scored, which was that home run to give him the RBI. Can't complain. Can't complain. Good hits. Ryan Mountcastle hit a ball so hard to start the game that, I mean, it was the hardest hit ball, I think, in his career. And he got on base with it. So what else is going on in the chat? Tyler O'Neill had a terrific April for Boston last year with his new club. He does. He has a great April. The biggest thing against Tyler O'Neill, wherever he played, has always been health. And I think that's okay in Baltimore because the Orioles are okay if you need a day off. We have the depth. We have time to give you a few days off, to platoon you, to let you play 3-4 days a week instead of 6-7. We can do that. So I think this is the perfect fit for Tyler O'Neill. And have we, I think of big guys we've had before with Chris Davis, Mark Trumbo. But is there anyone who has ever looked like they're just pure muscle, like Tyler O'Neill? Those arms, like, he's got to be stretching every shirt trying to put those arms through the sleeves. All right, on the mound, let's talk about Zach Eflin, because he pitched six innings, allowed two hits, two runs, one walk, two strikeouts. Perfectly fine. That's what I say that I want with Zach Eflin. The downside about our pitching staff is we have older guys. The plus side about our pitching staff is those older guys can pitch a little deeper. Now, Zach Eflin, he's not that old. But he's a veteran, and he's showing what we want. Sixth innings. Sixth innings means your bullpen does not have to work that hard. I believe we had Sir Anthony Dominguez, Keegan Aiken, and Brian Baker come in, and that's it. And that's great. We all want to see Batista. But you know what? If we can continue to put up a 10 spot, a 12 spot, and hold the other team so we don't need Batista, that's okay. We could, if we're still in this situation on Saturday, we can bring Batista in a non-leverage situation. It'd be perfectly fine with me. So, Orioles won today, 12-2, as I'm sure you know if you are listening to this. And we do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow in Toronto, we go with Charlie Morton. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. The Orioles offense, if I mark this down right, 14 hits, 6 home runs. Defensively, we saw a couple double plays, no errors. The Blue Jays only got 3 hits and no runners scored in capitals. They did not capitalize with runners in scoring position. It didn't work out for them. AJ, I'm right there with you with Segona. Segona, I can't wait. I predicted him as a rookie of the year this year. I think he's going to be outstanding. I loved what he was doing in Sarasota. Again, it goes back to we're looking at Sarasota and we praise the guys that do good and we make excuses for everyone that does not do good. So let me know. Let me know what your thoughts are also in the chat on the Orioles. I mean, it's really hard to say anything negative today because the Orioles played so well. I mean, am I upset that Holiday only got one hit? Sure. But you know what he did? He got a hit. He got on base. Urias went 0-for-4, but he got a walk. He got on base. Kerstead did not get an at-bat. He came in late. Mateo, no at-bats, came in late. Kowser, if you want to talk offensively about a disappointment, it'd be Kowser. Kowser, I thought, was going to have a big, powerful game. He got a walk, but no hits today. So that's unfortunate. When you look around the rest of the league, when you look at this.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Scores? And what else is going on? The Yankees did hold out. It looked like their closer was going to fall apart. But the Yankees did hold out to beat Milwaukee 2-4. I don't care. They won. That's fine. They scored 4 runs. The Red Sox won 5-2 against Texas. That's fine. They scored 5 runs. You know what the Orioles did? 12 runs. That means that the Yankees plus the Red Sox together still scored less runs than the Orioles. Rest around the league, the White Sox put up an 8 spot on the Angels, 8-1. The Giants took a 6-4 victory over the Reds. And let's see. Right now, it's the bottom of the 7th, but San Diego is beating the Braves 5-4. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are beating the Miami Marlins 4-2. And now, what's interesting is if you look going over in Kansas City, with Cleveland and Kansas City, they're in the bottom of the 10th. But they are in extra innings, which means it was 4-4 going into the 10th, and then Cleveland put up 3 more runs. But what I see on all that, when I look all over the out-of-town scoreboard, I see the same thing over and over again. No one else hit double digits. We have the best offense in baseball. So that's what matters. AJ, I don't care if they won. It'll be much sweeter if we beat them both up this year. We get the Red Sox for a home opener on Monday. I'm not concerned about that at all. We're going to be perfectly fine. So this team is something to be excited about. Well, let me switch over to my pregame notes. I was writing some stuff down because this team is special. Did you know this is the 72nd season of the Baltimore Orioles? It's the 7th season for Brandon Hyde. That seems impossible that Brandon Hyde is still here after 7 seasons. It's the first time the Orioles have opened. It's funny, the game notes that the Orioles send out say it's the first time the Orioles have started outside of the United States. Well, it's Toronto. It's like mini U.S. And where else would they start? They're not going to do opening day in another country outside of Canada. So that's kind of silly. Did you know that last year, the starting rotation for the Orioles finished with a 3.77 ERA? Do you know where that ranked in all of baseball? We talk about our rotation a lot. We ranked 5th in all of baseball. Now, I know we lost Corbin Burns, but I don't think we've fallen that far apart. So I'm not too worried about that. And this is number 407 win for Brandon Hyde in his 7th season, which ties him in, what would that be, 4th place with Hank Buehr with 407 wins. Ahead of him is Earl Weaver with 1,480, Buck Showalter with 669, Paul Richards with 517. Brandon Hyde came in when this team was really, 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 really bad. He really seemed like Brandon Hyde was a placeholder. But these kid players love him. And they win. So there's nothing. Brandon Hyde's going to be the manager for the future if the team keeps playing this way. So we didn't get to see Batista today. When we get Batista out, probably tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then Saturday. Watch. He only needs 2 more strikeouts to get number 200. And he's only 2 saves short of 50 saves for his career. Today was the very first opening day for Heston Kerstead, Jackson Holliday, Cade Povich, Albert Suarez, and Tomioki Segura. It's their first time making a roster for opening day. I feel a little bad for Soto that he got cut this morning, basically, or sent down to Norfolk this morning as they made the decision that Mateo was healthy enough to play. It'll be interesting. I know Brandon Hyde likes to do this thing where he likes to get all his players in the first 3 games, which means Heston Kerstead's going to get a start this weekend. It means that Gary Sanchez is going to get a start this weekend. So look for that. It means Lorenzo is going to get a start this weekend. He loves to rotate through everyone and get everyone fresh for that first weekend. We also got word that Gunnar Henderson will be playing with Norfolk tomorrow. And that means he'll be eligible to come up in about a week from today. So look for him next weekend. There's no way the Orioles are going to keep him down a day longer than they're required to. It's also today is the 1 year anniversary of Major League Baseball approving our new ownership group with Dave Rubenstein, who was he was in Toronto watching the game. When was the last time you saw an Angelos family member at an away game for opening day? I don't think it's ever happened. I don't think I've seen it in my lifetime. We have an owner that is also a fan. And that's special. And that's why I truly believe that we will extend Gunnar Henderson, because he's a finance guy who's also a fan, who understands baseball and understands the finances of baseball, the fanhood of baseball, and even a little bit about the game and what it means to build a team. Yeah, he's going to rely on Michael Elias a lot, but I think he'll be open to pay that checkbook even at that $750 million extension. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do post-game shows, maybe even the occasional pre-game show. You guys let me know what you want. You guys let me know how we should do this. I like the idea of post-game shows. I like the ideas of coming on here. I like the idea of you getting involved. If you're in the chat and you have something you want to talk about, you just have to message me on in the chat, put in the comments that you want to get involved. I'll send you the link and you can pop in here and we can talk about it. If you think Cedric Mullins needs to be an Oriole for the future, you pop on there, you let me know, and we'll talk about it. I'll tell you right now, I disagree with you, but we'll still have that conversation. That's the point of this. The idea of Birdland today is this is the podcast for the fan. I know Masson, I don't know if you guys know my history with post-game shows. Many years ago, I worked on a I decided, hey, let's do post-game shows for the Baltimore Sports Report. I don't think that site's around anymore. Then later on, they canceled. I don't remember the time in, if this was the same time, but Masson decided to save money or something, they were not doing post-game shows anymore. So then I said, all right, well, I'm doing the post-game show. So we're going to have Birdland Radio, I think at the time I was calling it. Or no, Birdland Tonight was the name of the post-game show. So I did Birdland Tonight and got some other people and on the post-game show. And you know what happened? Masson announced, hey, we see the demand. We're going to do the post-game show again. So here's what I've decided for this year is I like talking to you guys. I like talking about these games. We are going to do the Birdland Today post-game show as often as I can. I'm not committing to 162 because I'm doing it by myself. But we're going to do it as much as we can. And the post-game videos will always be available on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Rumble. I'm even playing with TikTok. I've got TikTok over here. I don't know how TikTok works. I just hit the live button and it made me scan my face to make sure I was old enough to go live. I guess the beard and the gray shows them that I'm old enough to go live. But I see a lot of people browsing on the TikTok, at least flipping by my page. So we're going to leave that open and we're going to find out and go to you, the Oriole fan, and see what you want to talk about, where you want to go. So do me a favor. Tell people about Birdland Today. The newsletter goes out every day at 4 p.m. And I'll give you a hint. What the newsletter is it's the articles I read throughout the day about the Orioles. And I was like, I like this story. I want to share it with people. And then I post it and I add it to the newsletter. So every day at 4 o'clock, you get a newsletter in your inbox that has about five, six links to things going on in Birdland. Got links to Masson and Camden Chat and Utah Street, Baltimore Baseball, MLB Trade Rumors, Sports Illustrated, USA Today. I was trying to think of where some other places that I've had a link to. But it's whatever comes across my feed and I read, I flag and I put in there. I put a tweet in there of Elon Musk. Now, everyone doesn't really, I don't care what you think about Elon Musk. He tweeted a video of an astronaut playing catch with himself, throwing a baseball and then floating across past the baseball and catching it. And I am so excited about baseball that I don't care that it was Elon Musk that tweeted it. I just wanted to share it with people. So we've got that. It tells you some upcoming schedules of the games. So make sure you're going over to birdlamptoday.com, click on that newsletter, and put in your email address so you can get in on that. And while you're there, subscribe to Birdland Today in your favorite podcast app. That way you get this recording in audio form every morning, every day. We'll see how we put these out. Like today's post-game show is going to be tomorrow morning's podcast. It's as simple as that. And it'll be available on all your video social medias, all that stuff. So make sure you like it over on YouTube, Rumble, whatever you're... I'm going on all of them because I want to be where you guys are. So let me know where you want it to be and head on over there. And like I said, the Orioles won today, 12-2. It's a great time to be an Orioles fan. And I am going to just wrap it up there. So I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Don't forget tomorrow's game. Charlie Morton versus former Oriole Kevin Gausman. 7:07 at Toronto. And you know what? I bet they start at 7:07. None of this. We're going to start at 3:07. And by 3:07, we mean 3:35. They're going to start at 7:07. And the game, so you know, the game is on Apple TV. So don't complain that you can't find it. Don't complain that it's on a streaming service. Just go on over to Apple TV and enjoy that somehow their camera angles are a little different, a little shinier. I believe when I looked into it last year, it is a frame rate. That they run their games at a higher frame rate, which is what gets us that look and that view. So go watch that game. Make sure you follow me on all the social medias and follow that YouTube, because if you follow that YouTube channel, you'll get notified when I go live. So I'm not promising a post-game show tomorrow, but there's a good chance. So go on over there and we'll talk tomorrow.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on Too Tired to Cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.